Hakeem Jeffries, ICE using tax dollars to brutalize families, kill American citizens. By Pam Key on January 14, 2026. Wednesday on MS Now's The Briefing, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, DNY, claimed Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, was using taxpayer dollars to brutalize families and kill American citizens. Jeffries said, ICE just killed in cold blood. Renee Nicole Good, a 37-year-old American citizen who's left behind three children. This is unreal stuff. It's unconscionable. It's unacceptable, and it's un-American. So continuing to ratchet up the intensity around public pressure and sentiment will be important to push a handful of our Republican colleagues to join us. To make sure that ICE actually is conducting itself like every other law enforcement agency in America. That means no masks. That means a requirement that there are body cameras when ICE is engaging in this activity all across the country. That means a warrant requirement. That means making sure that ICE can't just bully and bombard and steamroll and storm houses of worship, hospitals, schools, ripping children away from their parents. Things that are appropriately horrifying. The American people that no other law enforcement agency is permitted to do. And we also have to make sure in law that this notion that ICE has absolute immunity is nothing that can ever be vindicated in American court of law. He added, ICE is using taxpayer dollars to brutalize American citizens and to unnecessarily and viciously target law-abiding immigrant families and communities. The whole premise that Donald Trump sold to the American people was that this immigration enforcement activity was going to target violent felons. It's not targeting violent felons. They're targeting American families, brutalizing American communities. And now, as we've seen, killing American citizens, this is out of control. Follow Pam Key on X at Pam Kanem.